more mic stand. This isn't high enough.
Oh, here. I forgot I used this last time.
Ah, that's a tall mic. That's how we like them.
All right.
I will count. I hope you recorded that.
What the fuck's going on down there?
Hello, everyone. This is Vangelis. I am dead sick with the convention SARS, and I'm spreading it to you through this microphone and into your headset. We're here today to talk to you about Transformers-y things, and with me today are three gentlemen. One of them is Aaron.
Howdy. Now on the laptop.
Exactly. Upgraded. And the next one is Omegas Prime.
Aaron, I have 9 cents. Tweet Gendipole for me.
Ah, that's how I like it.
And finally is Lupus. Oh, damn. Okay, never mind. I think he's out cold. The SARS got him. I hope you guys are doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Fine.
Cool.
That's why I have a prophylactic on my ears.
Well, as I said, we're here to talk to you today about Transformers and infect you. So, let's see what our first topic is. Ah, yes. Beast Wars Rare Transmetals 2 Green Ramulus is on eBay. I picked this one out for one special reason and one specialer reason. The special reason would be the current going price. As of this Thursday, it's at 22 bids and selling for $462. Reserve not yet met.
Not met.
So, my question to you guys is, do you think this is kind of a dick reserve, or do you think that it's warranted?
Reserves are always dick reserves.
Good man. Good man.
I just, if you don't want to sell it for an amount, then don't list it under that amount. You get hit harder by eBay. Last I sold something by putting a reserve there than just starting it at that number. Unless it was some insane difference. Maybe if it got up into like the $20,000 range, you may be better off with a reserve than not. But
do you think this may hit the $20,000 range?
I think the last two times that I've seen a carded Green Ramulus on eBay, it was in the $750 to $1,000 range.
I did not know that.
Actually, if you go, I saw that it had two or three linked threads at the bottom of our thread that'll be linked, possibly, potentially, in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
Back to 07 and 06. And one of them, one of them had a reserve at $999 in 06.
$9,000.
$9,000.
It's over 9,000.
And then the other one, I don't know if it actually said what it ended up going at. That was being actually sold at the time by John and Carl Hartman.
Well, the Hartmans, they can put reserves on things because they have, you know, they have Carl.
Carl wants to put a reserve on something. Yeah. Carl puts a reserve on something.
And I don't know what the rarity of this thing is. Everybody says it's ultra rare, but if three of them have been for sale in the last 3 years, on top of other people saying that they have them or whatnot, I figure it's probably in the sub 100, but the auction says, best I know, there are less than 10 of these guys in the world, and his is the only one sealed on card. Well, we had somebody in the thread drop that they got it AFA graded, so.
Ah! Disproven.
Yeah.
I find that less than 10 seems to be the general benchmark for anyone trying to sell something rare on eBay. Less than 10 G2 Stunticons, there are less than 10 BotCon, Beast Machines, Alpha Trion samples, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's whenever something needs to sound rare. Oh, it's over, yeah. Under 10 were made.
Yeah, it's just an upsell method. say that. You say it's the only one on card that you know of because it's the only one on card I've ever seen. Well, yeah. You know, if there's not that many of them out there and it's the only one you have, I guess it's the only one you've seen. So
exactly.
Technically, you're not lying.
It is worth pointing out, and this is the specialer thing I wanted to say, is that our very own Drew Iden dropped some hardcore nerd pwnage in the thread in regards to how they were sold. Someone who believes there are more than 10 tried to remember how they were sold, and Drew Iden came in and said, quote, "Incorrect. Hasbro sold it at their employee-only on-site store in Rhode Island. In terms of online stores, Hasbro Toy Shop didn't show up until a few years ago, and before that, there was a short-lived Hasbro website whose Transformers-only section only sold some Japanese packaged Beast Wars Neo stuff to the American populace." And at that point, I do have to stop to pwn that and say it was actually Beast Wars second stuff, that being Leo Convoy and Alphatron, as well as Beast Wars Metal's Black Panther, but that's about the gist of my nerdiness there. Anyway, Omegas, your thoughts on this whole resurrection of the Green Ramulus availability?
God, I would never pay that much for a Transmetal 2. I'm sorry, there is not a single one out there. I don't care how rare this thing is.
Not even Scourge?
Not even Scourge.
Dude, that's cold. That is cold.
I have no love for Transmetal 2s, I am sorry. Though I do have an affinity for toys that we were never supposed to own, so on that level he does score some points, but not $900 worth of points.
You know, you also need to get him if you want to finish your 3H era original Wreckers, because he was Springer in that comic book.
No! Damn you!
Did you not know that?
I remember I thought he was one of those that, oh, we had this idea, now throw it away.
No, he was Springer, and he survived.
Damn it!
So, are you going to be bidding on that?
No, though you do remind me that I have a spare Universe Snarl that I should repaint into Alpha Trion sometime.
Do it! Yeah,
I will. And I'll say there's only 10, and here's the only one I've ever seen.
I am glad to see that these things can still pop up now and then, although I kind of would prefer to see more of the blue Optimus Minor. You know, I'm really happy for whoever wins this, because whoever's bidding that high clearly wishes to, you know, have that kind of rare piece. So, you know, props to you guys. Anyway, is there anything else you guys had to say about Green Ramulus, or shall we move along to ...
I don't know. The only other thing with rare Beast Wars that comes into mind is the Blue Miner that may or may not even exist in Green Ramulus numbers. Excuse me there.
I guess that means it's time for us to move on to Ellipses, so let's new pick it. So I will throw this one right at your feet, Aaron. Pick a picture now.
Probably going to go with what I ordered earlier today online. That didn't make a news story. Just making sure before I shoot myself like I have many times before. No, awesome, cool.
I'd like to new pick this incredibly huge movie spoiler.
The Repro Labels Ice Cream Twin Skids and Mudflap sticker kit.
Ooh, very good choice.
So you can get that Decepticon Suck My Popsicle sticker.
Yeah, and there's a couple other ones in there that really tempted me. The Swindle upgrade set is pretty decent looking.
Yeah, this is the first time. I've always looked at these and gone, hey, that's kind of cool. Hey, that's kind of cool. This one I went, must have now. Why isn't it here yet? Click, 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 click. Come on, stupid post people, you're complaining about not having money. Staring at the computer, so hopefully it gets here soon.
I still have
to pardon the ice cream pun, I do love all the flavoring that this one has, such as the parental advisory stickers, which just made me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I went through and looked at some of the other stuff. I was tempted with the bulkhead upgrade, but I didn't bite on that for the animated bulkhead. I'd have to say that'll be my pick. Make it a nice and easy one.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I want more animated ones myself. But, you know, I'm glad there's movie stuff. Makes me happy. Makes me happy. Omegas, pick a picture.
I'm still looking at this picture trying to find offensive stickers. And I can't find any. Okay, we mentioned this. I'm getting to it. Since it's so laughably bad and I have a personal hatred for this thing, I'm going to pick the Redeco Voyager Optimus Prime.
Oh, the one that's almost different.
Almost different. Not quite. I get the same reaction as the first one for Revenge of the Fallen, where oh my god, it is an Optimus Prime in blue and red and gray. This is a totally new figure. I mean, I appreciate, like, oh, we're going to make it primarily gray, and we're just going to make red flames, and, you know, you can tell they're trying, but at the same time, they really don't want to.
Yeah. Well, I often wonder with some of these if it's just an attempt to keep primes in cases, because I know that my local Walmart and Target both have just gobs of leader-class Transformers, and they're all Megatrons. So
yeah, I've had no trouble finding Megatron.
If they're trying to sneak Prime in, however they can get it, the way that retailers will order it. But
I think the Megatron one looks kind of neat myself. Lots of people seem to dislike it, but I think it's just because it looks wiggy and green and purple and not in Constructicon-y ways.
There's like a whole slew of almost repaints out there right now. One came up for Bumblebee and another one for Animated Bulkhead. Neither one of them seem very inspired.
Almost repaints.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, my own new picture pick would have to be the people banging on my window right now who have demanded that they come in, and they've been pawing and clambering at the door like small lost kittens. So in my sickness, I have opened the door and let in three people who are going to say something now before I cough on them and give them the swine flu.
Yeah, what up? Wee! Party crashing!
Oh, it's so weird on the other week. On the other weeks, I don't. What? It's so weird in here. It looks different.
Kind of. It's like has a funky, musky odor.
It's like a out of body experience.
Woo-hoo!
What's up, guys?
Pax flu.
You've all got swine flu now.
Oh, no!
Everybody.
Yeah!
So what can I do for you poor children knocking at my door at this hour?
We just want to see if you're feeling all right. That's all. We knew you were feeling bad. We wanted to check on you, you know. We weren't going to see you for a couple
weeks. Turn that
phone
upside down.
Well, you know what you missed out on?
Seattle
I did an impression
storm.
Of Drew. I did an impression of Drew, and you three guys are my new pick.
What? No way!
Strike a pose in Vogue.
What about it?
So which one of us don't you like?
I don't know. Right now, seeing how I kind of made fun of you, I guess it would be Drew, because I kind of was, you know, quoting your post, and I was all like, hang on, where was it?
You gotta be effing kidding me. Aaron, don't let him don't let him do this. I'm putting you in charge of my reputation.
Post, and I was all like, quote, incorrect. Hasbro sold it at their employee-only on-site store in Rhode Island. In terms of online stores, Hasbro Toy Shop didn't show up until a few years ago. And then you're all like, they were selling Beast Wars Neo stuff, and I was like, not to pwn.
Beast Wars
but
2.
It was Beast Wars 2, yeah, and Beast Wars Metals, Black Panther. So I'm sorry, Drew.
Should be.
Listen. Gosh. Wow. Yeah. You know what? Fine. Then I'll just... come on, guys. Let's just get out of here then. And Avengers is just making fun of us.
Yeah, it's...
gosh.
Dead anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a really, right. really cool breeze in here. I don't know what it is.
Sorry, guys.
Whatever.
I'll make it up to you later on when I don't have SARS.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good show.
Peace,
yeah,
bitches.
Try not to suck.
Oh, crap. I missed the giant bomb podcast. Anyway, as for the rest of the new picks, since we don't have Lupus here, why don't you guys each pick one again?
You're going to do that.
Fine.
Yeah. So,
I'm ready.
You both get to fill in for Lupus.
Professional.
So, Omegas, what's your lupus pick?
For my lupus pick, I choose the world's most... nanoscale Wheelie and Springer.
I'm so glad someone picked those. That's why I wanted to do another one, because I was like, don't disappoint me.
Just keep hitting at it until you get what you want.
Exactly.
Right. Keep banging it. It'll work eventually.
Hey, that's the way I live my life, man. Bang the machine. Clang, clang, clang.
I'm just pulling at the screen. I want the Springer so bad. So I'm like this big world's smallest junkie, and now there's a triple changer out there. I don't care if it's unofficial. I want that thing.
Actually, since it's Jizai Toys, it's technically official.
Technically official.
You see, Jizai Toys, I don't know if I've actually talked about this on the podcast before, but what he does is, in Japan, there's much different laws about this kind of stuff for third-party garage kits, and basically, he gets a one-day license to sell these things at Wonderfest. So you can only buy them at Wonderfest for one day, there's maybe 50 of them, and they are technically official.
That is quite impressive.
Sadly, that also means they are hell to get a hold of if you can't go to Wonderfest.
Yeah.
Brownie face.
Now you know.
I could have sworn I talked about that before, but I'm thinking about it now, and I don't think I have. So, the more you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I'm still wondering, what is this big demand for Wheelie these days?
Movie, man.
I don't know.
It wasn't the movie.
They did it in Universe.
There's the big one that came out with Cyclonus.
It's to bring us back to our roots, you know, and so people will have seen movie Wheelie, and then they'll be like, you know, who's this cat? Who is this guy? Where is he from? And then they can.
I still don't have my Trailbreaker.
A Trailbreaker.
You cannot go back to the roots before I have my goddamn Trailbreaker.
He wasn't in the movie, so they gotta, you know. Trailbreaker, if he was in the movie, you know, if he was in the movie popping rhymes, humping legs, he'd be right here with us. But, you know, he's not.
They were doing Wheelie before the leg humping.
It was just to set up for the leg humping. It was like, you know, it was preemptive. They were like, we know there's going to be some leg humping action, and we know the audiences are going to think, oh, this is awesome. So let's just, you know, let's hedge our bets. Let's get the Wheelie train going now. And, you know, it seems to be where they've gone.
Wheelie gets so many damn figures before some of my favorite figures.
He did Springer!
Yeah. And then there's even like a knockoff Springer going on.
Yeah, if you ever wanted like a stolen Chinese Springer who's, you know, only kind of stolen.
Only kind of stolen.
The whole mold is stolen. Sorry, reproduced. I'm sorry.
It's not a knockoff, it's a reproduction.
Exactly.
Special Chinese-only reproduction.
Special Chinese-only.
We genetically cloned it. We did not copy it.
Genetically cloned it.
Yeah, you melt down the plastic, you splice its DNA out, and you put it in a new mold.
The thing is...
Don't you know science?
I have to take umbrance with that, because not to go off topic here, but, you know, my roots in City of Heroes, role-playing and stuff, I have a robot character... And City of Heroes has a story arc in which your character is genetically cloned. And the whole time that story arc was happening, I was role-playing it out. It's really hilarious, because it meant that some insane scientist was trying to genetically clone a robot down to the DNA level.
And well, come on, Transformers has the CNA or whatever.
CNA?
Yeah.
Wasn't that IDW's RC as they went so far as to change her CNA to make her a her and see what it's doing to us? Oh my god, it's crazy.
I didn't think of that. I'm learning too here.
You just got learned.
I got learned! Aaron, what's your secondary picture pick?
Oh, secondary picture pick, because I've been scrolling up and down. The only thing, other thing that's gotten me excited is the story right underneath my first one of the Insecticons and Perceptors Toys R Us exclusives are out in the wild in Canada. Ooh. So I'm going to be on the hunt for some Insecticons, because I already have the Takara Tomy or whichever Perceptor.
You're going to build them up and... Oh, sorry. For some reason, I assumed you were going to say you already had the Takara Tomy Insecticons and like ran with that.
No.
And didn't even pay attention.
No, I'm not an army builder.
Ah, yes, you do have the Insecticons. I said Perceptor. Of course! Oh, Blur!
Technically, there were so many in G1, he does need like 8 sets to complete it.
Yeah.
That's been my temptation ever since way back in the day. Some of those Insecticon reissues got cheap for a few months. I was almost like, I should buy 3 more and have like 12.
Well, that's always my problem with the Japanese re-releases is I see them being insanely cheap, but that's the week that I'm kind of stretching thin from one paycheck to the next, and I come back and look, and $90? What the heck?
Yeah, and like, what was it? It was them, and there was one other reissue, but I can't remember who it was. And there were some e-hobbies, too. Like, I'll never forget, even though it now resides in Italy, my $20 detritus.
Yeah.
Well, my own secondary lupus new pick is the one that I thought someone would go for. So, oh my god, guys. Oh my god. Gente Transformers Base Camp Strafe out of package image gallery. You know, for lupus. The Gente.
Oh. Yeah, well, oh, I wasn't properly channeling lupus. I apologize.
Hymeny!
If and when he hears this.
Anyway, the only real bonuses of seeing this thing is seeing him without, you know, super flash photoshopped photography. And it looks like the white that they chose so totally obliterates the sculpted detail that it's a little sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting anything other than basically the same size thumbnails, but yeah, that white is very bright.
Yeah, it's a shame because the white struck me. I didn't think it was going to be that bright, so I thought, you know, it wouldn't pull a what so many other white toys have done. Oh, here we go.
Well, that sounded productive.
It's still going.
Do you have a bucket? Just get it over with.
Ah! All right.
Did you finally get something with some color to it?
I did.
He was spilling nanites. Never
read that. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. I will say the orange came out better than I expected. It's a very vibrant, life-filled orange.
It also looks like the orange chrome is a bit closer to the red chrome or whatever, whichever color you want to call that, is a bit closer to the orange plastic. And some of those early images made it look like it was very, very distant between the two.
A little clashy.
That seems to match up better.
Mm. Yeah, so that one's for you, Lupus. Here's looking at you.
I'm still not digging on Peppermint. I do like Nightstick's genie pants, though.
I so want pants like that. Just big, glittering golden pants.
With a bright orange crotch.
Yeah, dude, that's like the costume for this character my friend wrote me in a movie we never made way back. A character called Toaster Man.
Oh, yes.
He had the golden pants and a big white coat, and he wielded a toaster. Anyway, with that wonderful segue, let's talk about some comic book news. We've got covers for Transformers, the ongoing mission. And some of these covers kind of surprised me with how much I dug them compared to, how harsh I've been on the apparent art style change that's been going on with the G1 based stuff IDW is doing. The main thing that I wanted to highlight that you know really made me happy was a decent Wildman cover. The Bumblebee one is actually by Mr. Andy the Wild Man, and it turned out pretty well because it seems like he's managed to evolve his style to fuse like you know the classic 80s comics with the organic faces as well as the movie-esque classics-esque bodies. And I thought it turned out pretty well.
Yeah, of the 4 covers that were there, I think that was my favorite. The one cover with Prime and Rodimus and Ironhide's a reuse, isn't it?
I don't even remember.
We've seen that artwork a couple times before, at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely that Bumblebee has the early G1 comic look, but it has some of the more detail in it that the movie stuff has, and it looks like, I mean, for the most part, it's just lines, like line work lines, not just colored villain box.
Yeah.
That unfortunately a lot of comic style is going to.
And then I also got to say the surprising Dawn cover with the yet another redesign of Rodimus. I actually really like that Rodimus design, and I hope that one sticks around and not the one that we've seen in the Everybody Runs in Space cover.
Yeah, that definitely looks like it's a pre-Earth Cybertronian type mode, but it also, if you go back and you look at the Everybody Runs in Space, or the other one that I think is the artwork that we've seen quite a bit before, mm-hmm. you can definitely see where the style follows, where one would be, like I said, the pre-Earth, and then how with the what looks like the front end of a Dodge Viper, maybe, mm-hmm. on his shoulders, how mm-hmm. it could evolve from one to the next.
I just really like the somewhat redesign, because it looks like he has lots of parts in, like, vents and grills that extend out, and yeah. I really like his legs from the knees down, because they resemble animated Rodimus in not being huge boots, but actually being pretty slim. Like, there's defined shin structure and, like, not huge car boots. So I really like that, if unintentional, nod to the animated design.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Super Rodimus now.
Isn't he pretty?
Oh, it's strange. I was clicking through images, and like, okay, that's IDW Rodimus. That's a slight upgrade. See, oh, it's a Gundam. Wait, no. No, it's Rodimus. It specifically says Rodimus. That surprised me.
Yeah, and what I really like is he has the segmented face, but it's not done to such a degree. Like, even the guys next to him, the segmented face is a little overdone, but Rodimus, it's like, you know, he doesn't look like he's a skeleton. There's still youthful mm-hmm. definition in there.
I like the Wolverine claws.
Yes.
And the shank of Decepticon.
There's a lot of cool in that. It gives me some more hope for that book. I mean, like, this is all the artwork, and there's many stories that have come out lately that I've harangued, but also said the art was pretty. So, I mean, good artwork isn't going to take us, you know, to victory. But I'm hopeful now, a little bit more hopeful. I think the Wildman covers have somehow instilled hope in me, even though it, you know, makes no sense. Omegas, have you got any thoughts on these covers on the whole outside of the new Rodimus?
Oh, I'm looking through. I'm trying to figure out. I'm looking at that Run in Space G1 Season 2 opening style cover. Mm-hmm. And I cannot identify who the hell that is in the background, in the green.
Oh, that's, I think, supposed to be Hound.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got the shoulder cannon.
Something made me think Hardhead.
Well, Hardhead's in the Dead Dimension, though.
It's a comic book. You're really going to hold to structure of any kind.
I am going to hold on to every single thing that has not already been torn down.
They haven't specifically yet said no.
I think I see Wheeljack way in the back, too.
Yep.
Really, very slow runner.
And I like the classic-y legs on Sideswipe. I didn't notice those before.
Oh, yeah, he's been rocking those in IDW for a while now.
For some reason, they didn't feel... I think it's the vents on the shins. I never really saw those until now. Like, the knees, I noticed, but, yeah. I'm also very sick, so bear that in mind.
That's the blame.
Exactly.
I'm digging the other covers, too.
Yeah, the Wildman one, I think, is the one that really kind of made me happy, because I've been kind of hard on Wildman from the War Within artwork, because, like... I know it was tampered with, but somehow there was something missing. And if he's doing alternate covers for a lot of the opening issues of this, I'm going to be kind of happy to look for those. Aaron, I actually cannot remember now if I asked you specifically for your thoughts on the covers.
Yes.
I did?
If you haven't specifically asked, I've given them in plenty, so.
Okay. Bear in mind, of course, I'm sick right now with convention SARS. I don't know if I mentioned that.
So what do you have?
Right now, I'm actually a little bit under the weather with convention SARS.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm also a little bit sick with convention SARS.
Sure you didn't get the H1N1 from PAX? That's been all the rage.
I've been
the
checking my temperature. My forehead is only hot when I point lamps at myself for minutes at a time.
Oh, no. I thought the H1N1 came with the walk-in package that you got.
Oh, no, no. That's only if you bought the badge at the show.
Ah.
I mean, they sold out beforehand, but apparently a whole bunch of people only came for the first day, so they were able to open up admission sales a bit, and I'm pretty sure that the swine flu was part of the severance package involved in that. Just saying, you know, I was there. I can say these things.
Well, it is PAX. It is to get you into all the hip new trends that are going around right now.
Yeah, man. Swine flu. Swine flu is hip.
All the popular kids are doing it.
That's right. And me too. So, just going to throw that out there. If you want to be cool, get yourself some swine flu. You know, cough on things, lick keyboards in public places. That's really about it. And I think that can take us into a brief little intermission spot. And then we will return to tell you what we got this week outside of disease.
We're
back. And there are many things that one does in a week or two, and one of those things is acquire goods and services and experience things by paying for them. So today we're going to relate those to you, our experiences and acquisitions of the previous 7 to 14 days, because I'm really tired of saying that the title of this chapter every week over and over again, so I'm pointedly avoiding it. Aaron, what did you experience or acquire or experience through the spending of money in these past fortnight or so?
I ain't got shit.
No. That was my good one, you know.
No, I've honestly been hunting. The only thing that's shown up around here has been Robot Heroes, which I cannot buy due to the fact that then I would have to buy all of them.
I hear you.
And RPMs. The Deluxes, Voyagers have kind of hit a stop since there's not, I mean, it doesn't seem like anywhere there's new stuff showing up in numbers. Up with Scouts, up with all that stuff. I don't know. I finally convinced the wife to go ahead and hire someone to remodel the bathroom, and that's halfway done right now.
That's spending money on an experience. That counts.
Yes, but it's her spending money, not me.
Oh. Did you tip the guy?
No, I haven't seen him. I saw him when he came and gave the estimate, and then I came home after work and went, wow, everything's tore the hell up. What's going on? Oh, you finally decided to, and just... Okay, well, thanks for letting me know that there's not somebody actually breaking into the house and stealing our old busted-out shower.
You know, shower thieves. They're time a dozen.
They come in the night.
No, middle of the day.
Yeah.
Middle of the day.
And they say hello.
Left this morning at 7 o'clock and got home about 5:30, and there was a trash can out front, and then all of the stuff from the bathroom short of the washer and dryer were hanging out in the living room. And then there was no shower in the bathroom. So.
That'd be an interesting experience. I wish it cost you money, because then we could have, like, related it somehow to the acquisition of things over the previous fortnight.
No, the wife is... It was originally going to be her summer project to do, and summer was over, and all that she had managed to do was buy the faucet and the shower surround.
Aww.
And so she decided to... It was still going to be her project, darn it, she was going to take care of it all, and then, like I said, I come home and see that there's a giant hole in the wall.
That's all right. It still counts. Omegas, what have you... Give me a verb.
Done.
What have you done in the regards to the trading of currency for goods and or services and or experiences in the previous week squared?
The previous week squared?
Yes.
Jeez. Hang on.
49 days. That's a while.
Oh. 40. Squared is in times two. I'm sick!
So two times week.
Yes. What have you done in the previous two first bracket week and bracket?
See, maths don't suck.
Learn your math, kids.
For my math. Okay. Oh no, the only. I thought the question had nothing to do with that.
No. It's all about things that you may or may not now possess or have experienced due to spending money and or receiving the gratitude of others in physical form.
Oh yeah, this is what we got. All right. Unfortunately, the gratitude around here is you're sick. What we got, unfortunately, the gratitude is running a little thin around here lately, so I only have one thing. It's a big thing, because my willpower shattered while I was at Toys R Us, because for some reason they had everything a lot of things marked half off for Labor Day. And, of course, nothing that I actually wanted was marked off. But since the girlfriend was actually with me, she kind of split the cost on a rollout and command Optimus Prime for $25.
See, I thought you were going to say that you bought the pit from the G.I. Joe movie. I was all set for that when you said something big.
Are you kidding? I've never bought a G.I. Joe in my life.
I know, but I thought it'd be funny if you were, like, stuck in there with the sale going on. You're like, I have to buy something.
Well, see, here's the funny thing. I saw that rollout in Command Optimus Prime, thought about it, had the wife turn the corner and give me the eye, so gingerly it went back down.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I've heard that might have been a good choice.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't pay for this entire thing. I'm glad I, not only on sale, not only paying half, I still feel as though I wasted money.
But his axe, it's so large.
The axe is... I'm having more fun with the axe than I am the actual toy, because this thing is like the size of a hatchet. Mm-hmm. And this whole spring-out thing works very nice. It upsets me because the toy is so... It's so damn expensive and does so damn little. I don't understand why it's at a collector's-only price point and has nothing to do with collector standards. It's clearly like a child's toy or an advanced power bot.
But his torso spins.
Yeah, and I've got a Voyager whose legs spin.
But not his torso.
See, that's what I was waiting for. Why have these gimmicks not been married? Why do I not have a completely spinny Optimus Prime?
Because, man, they gotta get you somehow. They gotta make you buy two. So it's like, one gets the legs, one gets the torso.
Ah... Need to get some, like, Chinese bootlegger that's upscaled and combine the two.
Spinning legs and torsos, and I will rule the world!
I don't know. I guess for, like, $12.50, the mouth-moving gimmick is actually kind of neat.
So you'd price that gimmick at $12.50?
I kind of have to, because it's the only thing I'm enjoying. That and the novelty of having the largest Optimus Prime toy. Which
not
is a novelty.
The rolling transforming? Come on.
Oh, it's a novelty that's quickly wearing off.
You could turn on, like, Kid Rock, you know, and he'd be, like, rolling, and you'd drive him around, and he transforms and untransforms his upper body.
I don't think that would save it.
Oh.
I'm just going to go around hitting bad toys with his giant axe. That'll
See,
make me feel better.
Now, hang on a second. You're pricing the mouth at $12.50. What about the axe?
Yeah, come on. It's a huge axe.
Okay, huge axe. That's worth most of the $12.50.
But then what's the mouth worth?
Okay. I can't believe I'm designating prices on this thing. Okay, I probably put the mouth at about $4.50 and the rest of the $5.50 going to the axe.
You see, you could have gone over. You could have said the mouth was $12.50 and the axe was $12.50 and then said, it's nice that I got one for free. Aha!
But I'm trying to critically think here. I am trying to give you a very accurate representation of what I think.
But sales! Also, I dropped my Agent Helix's machete and I've been looking for it this entire time. So is that all you...
If it had been a huge axe, you couldn't have lost it.
Exactly. That axe is so worth like $15, I'm going to say right now. Boom. Is that all you got?
Sadly, yes. It brings my whole collection to $9.99, which I meant to buy. I meant to buy something on Wednesday to have number 999 on 9909. Damn sale threw me off though.
Are you going to see 9 on 9909?
No.
That was yesterday.
I'm sick.
Take some responsibility in your life, man.
I am, for my sickness.
You can't blame germs for everything.
I just found the machete. It fell into the armrest of my chair. And that could take me into what I got. I got to go to PAX. That was one thing. And while I was there, I got sick. And this was in Seattle. So while we were in Seattle, our buddy who was letting us all room at her place caught a flu, a very bad flu, a 106 and climbing flu. And apparently it actually isn't swine flu, but it's not pneumonia either. It just sucks. So while we were there, we went to a Target to get some flu medications. And then I was like, oh, Target? I remembered, I'm in the States. So I was like, can I come along? So I went to Target, and while you know, the grown-ups went to the flu medication part, I ran off to the toy section. And while I was there, I got to see the most depressing Transformers display I've ever seen. There were approximately 30 to 60 deluxe Rampages and nothing else.
Oh.
And next to them was a huge number of scouts who were all Dirt Boss. And then lying on the floor, all alone, right next to the single Devastator whose package was flipped around so he wasn't even facing out towards the aisle.
You, get in the corner.
Was one lone Stalker Scorponok on the floor. So I kicked the Scorponok and then went and bought some Joes. Because they had the Target exclusive Joes with the vehicles that are kind of cheap. So I got the Eel with the Wave Crusher and I got the Air Viper with the Claw and the 5 billion missiles that you can't put on the Claw, which is dumb. And they had some movie Joes, but I figured the only one they had that I wanted was Paris Storm Shadow, and I figured I could get him anyway. So I tried to buy Transformers, and it was just too depressing. I didn't buy Stalker Scorponok either. I only kicked him, because clearly that's what that particular one's lot in life was to be. While I was at PAX, I also got like the PAX exclusive headphones. And I gotta say, alright, I've got a lot of comments on YouTube saying, oh my god, $60 for headphones. What century are you guys living in? $60 for headphones is not a shocking amount. I'm sorry. There's headphones out there that are $300. So no, those comments, those do not get the thumbs up. Those comments get the what?
Question for you. Are those headphones, I did watch your video, however I can't remember. Are those noise canceling or isolating?
Isolating. Rubber plugs.
Okay.
And they have a microphone built in as well, which works pretty decently. Not as well as this one, but again, this is a $90 microphone I'm using. And before anyone says it, yes, they do sell $90 microphones. It is pretty common.
yeah.
Sorry, I've been honestly surprised. I'm like, you know, given the YouTube audience being kind of tech savvy, this is the whole thing of like, man, $60 headphones. I'm like, where are you from? Like,
well, the problem isn't that they're tech savvy. It's also that YouTube is very accessible to anybody. And so I know I can go to Walmart and get myself a pair of $10 earbud Sonys. So paying $60 for headphones is crazy talk.
Except for, and, like, that, you know, that whole sound quality thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got myself a decent pair. It was like a $25, $30 pair of the big rubber plug noise isolating ones. And I love those. I was kind of looking at the ones that you have because those have the microphone and should be compatible with the. Does it have any sort of actuator on it, like a volume up, volume down thing?
It doesn't.
I think that's an iPhone exclusive. Yeah. See, that's the only reason why I've kept my iPhone headset.
Well, that's
because
Apple's
it has
trick.
The volume up, volume down.
That's Apple's trick. I've heard that they hold.
You, Apple.
I've heard they actually hold on to like the API or whatever, the developer's kit for like that functionality for a while. I've only heard, and it's probably disprovable, but I've heard they do that so they can kind of, like, monopolize the headphone sales slightly or, like, you know, not make people want to go get other headphones right away.
Yeah, but I just wish that, you know, I had something better than what I have. and not having to come from Apple, because I like the iPhone, but they're really bad about, and I can't even find where it'd be at their website. I'm trying to go to the website and see if they have, like, better quality.
Yeah, these headphones, it's worth mentioning, like, they have a jack so that you can use, like, a normal mini headphone and mic jack, and they have adapters for the PSP chipboard and the DS chipboard, but they don't have anything for phones.
Phone, headset, Apple in-ear with remote. Yeah, they do have a... I guess they do have a couple of them, but they're up into the $100. $79 for the Apple branded ones, and then $100 for the Klipsch, which Klipsch is very good audio, but I'm not paying $100 for.
Also, they're earbuds. You got to bear in mind too. You will always get the best sound from over ears. Just earbuds have a certain sense of what do you call it when something is very useful in a situation.
Quality.
Not quality. Convenience. Ha! I got it.
Yeah. Well, the problem with the in the ears is you just don't have space for a good sized driver.
Yeah. Although these ones do a pretty good job. Their bass is pretty intense. It muddies the mids and the trebles a little bit, but it's pretty good bass.
That's why it costs more, because to get the better hardware to do that in a small area. Yeah, because then after the Klipsch, then you have Bose for $130. For what's essentially the same, it's mostly in-ear.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have me a set of Bose headset, because all of their audio is insanely good.
No, I've sampled Bose.
But then again, I don't want to pay.
I've sampled Bose headphones. They're incredible.
Yeah. Well, Amar Bose is crazy about sound, but that's...
Yeah. Long story short, $60 for headphones, all right? Do not be shocked and do not go, oh my god, you're crazy. Because you know what? You're crazy. That's all I'm going to say. I had one other thing I got, which was a package from Mind's Edge Incorporated, who sent me a birthday package with a note with the neatest handwritten printing that I will ever see in my entire life. And inside of that was some collectible rubber sushi, which has made me very pleased. And Agent Helix from the G.I. Joe movie line, and she is very cool, and is, oddly enough, the first G.I. Joe toy I have who is fully posable and doesn't feel like she's made of rubber. So that's a nice plus. And also threw in a Retro Fire Morphin Megazord. So I've got that chilling out on my desk, and
You have to review that now.
So I've been told.
Well, this creates a preemptive parody that defies time and space.
Man, the paradox, it's too much. I gotta say, though, it is unbelievably silly how his arms are completely different. And it's not even that they're completely different in a way where you can just buy a second one and transplant the other arm in. No, no. One of them has a wrist joint and a shoulder hinge, and the other one has no wrist joint but an elbow hinge. So it's, and no shoulder hinge. So it's dumb, is what it is. So, but basically, it's more proof of my theory that Bandai of America are geniuses, and that they know exactly how little to put into a toy to make back the budget they spend on it. It is very cool, though. I mean, like, I love the ball jointed neck. The arms are just silly, but the rest of it's really neat. Like the legs too. I wasn't expecting an ankle joint, and I love how the hips are fully posable, so it is a winner to me. I mean, like, considering it's from Bandai of America, it's a winner to me. And thank you very much, Mind's Edge Incorporated. Kids, don't look that up. Mm.
Now, did you get one that had the... someone told me that their display stand was a bit more adjustable, because mine puts them at a ridiculous angle.
Mine has two pegs. There's a peg that's angled forward and a peg that's straight up. So I have two options with the display stand.
Lame.
You mean awesome for me? Oh. But yeah, that is what I got this week. I'm expecting a package from HLJ that I paid for, but it's not here yet. And again, I have been looking for Transformers. I just haven't found any. I thought that being in Seattle, in the States where you guys actually get new toys, you know, I'd find, like, Dune Runner or something, but no, it's just a wall of dirt bosses and rampages of all things. Anyway,
very prejudiced to construction vehicles there.
Oh, man. Well, and the one lone stalker Scorponok who had me rifling through the rampages for like 5 minutes. But, those are the things and experiences that we doled out currency and or goods in exchange for in a bartering type system in these previous 14 days. So, 7 in my case. Let's move on to our double final section, because we're going to once again hit up 2 listener questions. This first one is from Wolfwood390, and he asks...
What's up, WTF at TFW crew? Got a quick question for you. If you could add any character to the Transformers Alternative Universe, who would it be and what powers would they have?
Who would we like to see in Alternity? This could go all kinds of places. And I wish Lupus was here because, you know, he has such a love for the Alternity fiction. I would have loved to hear his opinion on this. He can deliver any of that when he's back and when I haven't sarged him up. But Aaron, how would you answer this question? Who would you like to see in Alternity?
Oh, nothing. Oh, no. sitting here looking across the toys, the one that pops to mind for the fun Alternity storylines would have to be a Ratchet.
Oh, like the god of medicine.
Go back and heal you before you got hurt. Every style of Band-Aid in his arm thing, from the little tiny dot to the massive, like, emergency army compress.
He'd be like the deity of caring. Like, he could resurrect people, but then he doesn't because he's like, I cannot abuse this power.
Yeah. I'm thinking more like the animated Ratchet and be, like, hyper-crotchety, too. Just because. You have to have some sort of character flaw in there to make it a good character, right?
Even in a god! Yes. Well, Ratchet would be cool. And he could turn out pretty neat with the Alternity style engineering they're doing. You know, so long as... You know, well, I was going to say so long as he doesn't end up like Bumblebee. But you know what? Bumblebee is proof they could do a really cool Ratchet with, like, a beer belly. So...
Yeah. See, that's the one that needs the beer belly, the animated Ratchet Alternity.
Yeah. Get on it.
And see, then even you could do, like, you could get a different hinge thing in there to be like, young Ratchet, no beer belly. Ratchet it down a little... You know, you wiggle it down a little bit. Old Ratchet, so what?
Like, it'll be like an automorph.
It's not a six-pack, it's a keg.
When you extend his belly, like his face segments somewhat to gain wrinkles.
Yeah.
It's like when he's young Ratchet, he's super powerful, but he doesn't know much. And then when he wants to access his knowledge of medical gaudery, he grows old and weary, but he knows more.
Right, well, his face would, like, stretch down and, like, open his panel lines up a lot.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Takara-Tomy, do this! I would buy 2 of these. Because
yeah.
You could do one for Ironhide, too, because Ironhide's old, so it could be like, you know, old warrior, yeah. Young warrior. And when he gets old, he can, like, carry bigger guns. Dude, this would be awesome! Someone make this! I'm serious! I would buy this, like, right now! Someone do it! I'm sick, by the way, but someone do it!
Yeah. You can definitely hear the fever dreams kicking in.
I can see it right now. It's right in front of me. Hi, Ratchet. How you doing, Ironhide? So, Omegas, how would you answer this question?
Let's see. Me being the big fanboy, I would probably select Alternity Rodimus. Alternity Rodimus Prime, or rather.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened already.
Oh, I'm sure it's in line. It seems to be one of the bigger characters that they will randomly throw in over in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But we were asked on powers, and I know the powers that Rodimus would have. At least the ones I would give him. He is the amalgamation of all Hot Rods and Rodimus Primes. So he is powered by a nexus of fanboy love and hate between which nothing exists.
And would it form like a burning star in his chest of like huge flames, wreaths of flames?
Well, that's why he still has the flames on his chest.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I would buy that!
I figure his engine can emit a noise that creates doubt and self-loathing and allows those who hear it to dispense of all responsibility.
Yeah.
He has his interdimensional buzzsaw that cuts anything, anywhere, at any time, but for some reason only works underwater during a movie.
Mm-hmm.
He has a drop-down visor that lets him view anything currently happening in the universe, which hasn't worked since Alternity RC found out.
Dude.
His back fin is the eyebrow of Hytherion and allows him to be moody at all points in time simultaneously.
Dude. That thing we were talking about with the face lines, that could totally be to prime him up.
And my favorite one, his arms will be equipped with fifth dimensional cannons that cross even the fourth dimension to shoot anyone who exists, even if they are not on the same plane of existence. He could shoot the one reading this information right now. Oh!
You got pwned.
No, I'm sorry. Ratchet healed me. What happened?
Alternity happened, my friend. Alternity.
Wow. That was awesome.
That was an excellent answer. My own answer would probably be I'd love to see Alternity prowl, because he would not only be like a police sports car, he'd also have like a shield and flame missile launchers and owl wings and a big two on his chest and a one on his back. And he could separate into over 30 different prowls. So he'd be like this giant Alternity combiner.
Ooh.
And he'd have a monocle.
A monocle?
Yeah, because he's actually the owl prowl from Beast Wars.
Ah.
And he could spin his torso, and a cyclone would come out of his left foot. And he knows all. He's like the bearer of the history of creation, because there has always been a prowl.
So where does that leave Prowl 2?
Prowl 2 is stored in his left bicep and can be deployed for secret missions. So that is why there should be an Alternity Prowl.
Wow.
What drugs are you on?
I'm like jittering in my seat as I'm saying this because it's exciting me so much. And I'm not on any drugs. I will say right now, I very pointedly like to avoid using medication when sick, because I feel that is the crutch that I do not need. My white blood cells evolve. They do not need to be bolstered. Just saying.
You're a man.
I am.
You'll handle your sickness the old-fashioned way.
That's right. The sweat and blood. And lying in bed for hours. We hope that answered your question, Wolfwood390, because now we're going to move on to the listener question from last week that was provided by Nemesis Predaking. And if you haven't heard it, this was it.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Nemesis Predaking here with a question for you guys at WTF at TFW. I was just wondering if it's possible for it to be answered by both crews. If not, that's the way it goes, right? Anyway, I was just curious if you guys had any funny or interesting stories about meeting your fans in real life. That's pretty much it, guys. Can't wait to hear what you have to say.
So, this question, I answered already. I could answer it again, but I won't, because I'm not going to be cheesy like that. So, Aaron, have you gotten experience about people who are fans of your work meeting you in real life?
Really, it just comes down to similar stories from last week about BotCon last year. Empire with a 3, hanging out with him, and then afterwards kind of doing the, the ride to Paramount, some other guy was talking about the podcast and with me completely separate to it, and so it was kind of interesting to listen to him talk and kind of come in on the conversation. And if the guy that did that's remembering, hit it up in the podcast forum, because I'd feel terrible that I don't remember screen names, but I'm terrible about that anyway.
Did you tell them to make him go, like, are you Aaron?
No.
Oh.
No, it was just one of those things, like, afterwards, it's like, you kind of sound familiar. And yeah, okay. Then from there it was on. I don't think I had anybody come up and just do the kind of, hey, are you? I think I did.
Oh?
But it was around, I think it was around everybody. It was around somebody else, and it was like a 2 and 2 equals 4 type of thing. But that BotCon was so so rushed and hurried. It felt like there was a whole lot more going on. And I just don't remember. I didn't write things down. The only other odd thing is you'd have to be old at the internet to remember. Is years and years ago, I had somebody that thought he could impress me by pretending to be Aaron. Or Axe Smith at the time from 2005. But it's far back in the annals of creepydom.
That's way back in the annals of internet history.
Yes, the annals.
Mm-hmm. I live back there in the annals of internet history. I know lots of it. I was there. I was there when you were born on the internet. I watched it. Omegas, how would you answer this question?
Not with the word anal.
I said anals. Plural.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
he's going to have to Ido 11 that, and you don't want to give him that extra work.
Yeah.
I would feel terrible if I did that to him.
We don't say anal on this podcast. That's bad words. Kids could be
so
listening.
I won't say anal anymore.
Do not say
it's
anal.
Annals.
No, it's the anals. That's different.
It's the anals.
Yeah, that's different. That's history. That's like the, you know, the big swirling vortex of history, the dark hole from which all memory is drawn. But you just say anal. It's like butts. Oh, I said butts.
Well, now the Ido 11 doesn't really have any meaning, does it?
Of course it does. I'm going to have to censor all that out. People are going to be crying in the streets. They heard me say butts. Anal butts. Anyway, your answer to the question.
Yeah, there is a question here at some point. Unfortunately, I have, despite my huge internet stardom, I have not had anyone actually come up. Oh, are you the one? You're the one on YouTube, or you're the one from the podcast? I have not had that yet. Though I have met fans in person. I've told the story of Cujo coming down with a box full of goodies for me, and there's a few others. The closest I have come was a prearranged one at MetroCon with a guy on YouTube named Hippie Trooper. Mm-hmm. Who actually wanted to meet up with me because he was just going to be there, some kind of a late birthday present from his family. And Sunday, when someone actually came up and said, "DJ Omega," and I turn around and it's a man dressed as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And this did turn out to be him, which prompted me some very hilarious footage. I do have him not only giving me a shout out, telling people to watch The Plastic Addict. I have footage of him battling Naruto.
Excellent.
See, I have footage of the rest of his family as Hawkgirl and Supergirl, respectively. And what was the other one I got? Oh, I also got a nice Sean Long impression out of him. So that kind of made my trip.
Man. Have you kept contact with him?
For a little while, I tried to keep up with him because I pointed him toward where they're selling Encore Ironhides.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I actually haven't heard from him in a while. He's kind of disappeared.
He might be on a mission.
As Batman tends to do.
Yeah, he might be on a mission with the rest of the Justice League.
Well, he just had that big video game coming out, so he's probably touring press stops and talk shows.
Man, I wish I knew Batman.
Oh, it was so cool. He's not quite as cool in person because he's like, you can see his eyes watering from the mascara.
Oh, that's all right. No, he was just doing that to throw you off. Because people would be like, "Oh, Batman doesn't cry," and he's like, "That's right," and then he like punches you in the face.
And he goes off
in
to
the
his
face.
Corner,
or
my parents
the face.
Were killed.
Exactly. Now, I'm not going to answer this question, but since Lupus isn't here, I'm going to answer with the story about Lupus at TFCon. It's a very quick one because he can tell it better, and I think he told it already on the podcast at some point. But in honor of Lupus, who has been SARS'd out and his computer has computer SARS, at TFCon, he was very surprised when people would actually recognize him by his voice and say, "Hey, are you Lupus Convoy from that podcast?"
And it made him really happy. And that made me extremely pleased. So it's a very short story, but that was a story to share. And I wanted to share it because I thought it was neat. And it seemed to make his evening in a way. So if you were the person who did that, you're cool. Just like Lupus Convoy, who sadly is not with us right now. But we'll be back. He will be back. When my sickness has gone away. So it could be that I'm actually just hallucinating that Lupus isn't here and he's been talking this entire time. Or has been trying to talk this entire time. I don't know. Do you guys see him?
No.
You've got the flu, too. This is a group hallucination. It's crazy.
God.
Anyway, I hope that answered your question to a fuller degree. Nemesis Predaking, who I will once again say has a very cool YouTube channel of Radicon stuff. And that is the end of our show for now, so I'm going to go and lie face down in bed while I listen to Venture Brothers commentary. And Aaron and Omegas are going to, Fever Dreams, they're going to enter a spaceship and fly off to Coastal City to fight Hank Henshaw. So, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this has been WTF at TFW. Aaron, have you got something you'd like to say?
What the fuck is going on down there?
No.
Aw. And Omegas, have you got something you'd like to say?
Bring it on!
That's all.
That's it?
Oh, you want to do that? Here, I can do a fun noise-making thing.
Lupus, do you have something you'd like to say?
Phone.
Lupus? Where are you?
Hold on.
You're seeing things. He's not really here.
Hold on. Let me find it. It's not working.
You suck at this.
Oh.
Lupus, you're back! You're speaking Japanese like you always do!
In a very feminine voice.
Oh jeez! See now I have to break out the Japanese.
It's the random greetings and thank yous.
We have too many noise-making toys. This could go on for days.
All right, I'm going to stick that in after the credits. Wicked! I'm going to stop.